Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, I'll be playing more music from the Chicago hard bop jazz scene of the late 1950s and early 1960s, featuring recordings from Paul Serrano, Ira Sullivan, John Young, John Gilmore, and more. It's Returning the Call, more jazz from the unsung heroes of Chicago hard bop, coming up next on this edition of Nightlights. We'll be right back. Chicago trumpeter Paul Serrano doing Blues Holiday with saxophonist Bunky Green, pianist Jody Christian, bassist Don Garrett, and drummer Pete LaRocca. I'm playing late 1950s and early 1960s hard bop from lesser-known Chicago musicians on this edition of Nightlights, a sort of sequel to the earlier Nightlights program, Chicago Calling, which can be heard on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Over the years, Chicago has given rise to a number of jazz luminaries, such as pianist Ahmad Jamal and Ramsey Lewis, and saxophonist Johnny Griffin and Gene Ammons, and it's renowned for its early jazz and blues heritage. But in the late 1950s and early 1960s, it enjoyed a thriving hard bop scene as well, and it was particularly noteworthy for producing some exceptional tenor saxophonists, such as Clifford Jordan and John Gilmore. Jordan and Gilmore, like many other Chicago jazz musicians of note, were both taught as youths by the legendary Captain Walter Dyett at Chicago's DuSable High School on the South Side. Dyett, one of a number of African-American music educators who helped shape the sound of mid-20th century American jazz through their instructional efforts in the 1930s and 1940s. In 1957, Jordan and Gilmore both appeared on a Blue Note album that jazz critic Larry Cart calls the ground zero of late 1950s, early 60s Chicago hard bop. From Blown In from Chicago, here are Cliff Jordan and John Gilmore doing Status Quo on Nightlights. Thank you. Tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan and John Gilmour doing Status Quo, with Gilmour soloing first and Jordan second, from the 1957 Blue Note album Blowin' In from Chicago, backed by Horace Silver on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Jordan would stay in New York after that date and forge a long career as the leader and a sideman. Gilmour would work almost exclusively with Chicago bandleader Sun Ra and his orchestra, whose sound combined hard bop, big band, and the avant-garde. And that convergence of musical approaches really ties into this period in Chicago jazz history. Pianist Muhal Richard Abrams, who'd gained critical renown as a member of the groundbreaking 1960s Chicago avant-garde scene, worked frequently as a hard bop pianist in the 1950s, and he was a part of one of the city's best hard bop groups, the MJT Plus 3. Led by drummer Walter Perkins, later editions would feature Memphis transplants like Harold Mayburn and George Coleman, but the first version included several of Chicago's best around-the-town players, including saxophonist Nicky Hill, trumpeter Paul Serrano, and Abrams, who also did a lot of writing for the group. Here are two of his compositions that appeared on the MJT Plus 3's 1957 debut album titled Daddy-O Presents for their local champion Chicago jazz DJ Daddy-O Daily. The MJT Plus 3 and Temporarily Out of Order on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Chicago's MJT Plus 3 from their debut album Daddy O Presents. We heard two compositions by the group's pianist, a young Muhal Richard Abrams, No Land's Man, and before that, Temporarily Out of Order, with tenor saxophonist Nicky Hill, bassist Bob Cranshaw, drummer Walter Perkins, and trumpeter Paul Serrano. We'll hear more from Paul Serrano in the second half of the show. Pianist John Young was a longtime mainstay on the Chicago jazz scene. Born in 1922 in Little Rock, Arkansas, he grew up in Chicago during the years when pianist Earl Hines' big band was holding court at the Grand Terrace Cafe, and Hines' influence played a key role in the development of Young's sound. Chicago jazz impresario Joe Siegel called Young's style very sparkling, very swinging, and Chicago jazz critic Howard Reich described it as an alluring mixture of several elements. He merged an earthly blues sensibility with a remarkably refined technique, and he brought the hot dance rhythms of the swing era into the newer idiom of bebop. After playing with Andy Kirk's big band for much of the 1940s, Young returned to Chicago and stayed there for the rest of his life, a regular at Siegel's Jazz Showcase Club, who worked with Dexter Gordon, Sarah Vaughan, and Ella Fitzgerald, and he made a series of subtle, excellent albums for Chicago's Argo and Delmark labels. In later years, he often played and recorded with the king of the unsung Chicago hard bop heroes, tenor saxophonist Vaughn Freeman. Reich described him as ebullient on stage, typically wearing a dapper cap and often billed as Young John Young. He built up a real good reputation in Chicago. I think he was happy, his son said after Young passed away in 2008. One of his favorite phrases, which will be on his headstone, was, "Everything's mellow." From his 1963 Argo album, A Touch of Pepper, here's John Young doing Everything's Coming Up Roses on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Chicago pianist John Young doing Search Me, and before that, Everything's Coming Up Roses with Sam Kidd on bass and Phil Thomas on drums from his 1963 Argo album, A Touch of Pepper. Young sometimes cited as an influence on the sound of the far more famous Chicago pianist Ahmad Jamal. I'll have more late 1950s and early 60s Chicago jazz in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Returning the Call, more jazz from the unsung heroes of Chicago hard bop on Nightlights. I'm playing Chicago hard bop jazz from the late 1950s and early 60s on this edition of Nightlights. You can hear a previous program, Chicago Calling, on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. A couple of the musicians I played and talked about in that show were trumpeter saxophonist Ira Sullivan and drummer Wilbur Campbell. And up next, we'll hear one of the signature pieces of the late 50s, early 60s Chicago scene, written by Campbell, Wilbur's Tune. It appeared on Sullivan's 1959 Delmark album, Blues Stroll, another gathering of outstanding Chicago players like pianist Jody Christian and saxophonist Johnny Griffin. Sullivan himself, a talented multi-instrumentalist who'd put in time with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and who retained an intense emotional connection to Chicago for decades after he moved to Miami in the early 1960s in an ultimately successful attempt to overcome drug addiction. Everyone always said, "You gotta go get your New York stamp," Sullivan said in 2007, looking back at his time in Chicago. And I'd reply, "We lay in wait for cats from New York around here." Ira Sullivan and Wilbur's Tune on Nightlights. Thank you. Trumpeter Ira Sullivan performing Wilbur's tune, named for its composer and drummer on the date, Wilbur Campbell. Other Chicagoans there, including saxophonist Johnny Griffin, pianist Jody Christian, and bassist Vic Sproles, from the 1959 Delmark album Blue Stroll. Johnny Griffin, another Chicago hard bopper whose aesthetic sensibility shares some ground with the later Chicago avant-garde scene, exemplified by the Art Ensemble of Chicago. As jazz critic Larry Cart notes, his musical quotes show a sense of humor that's very deadpan, though at other times his quotes could be overtly comic and or leering. That kind of street corner surrealism was definitely one part of the Chicago scene, and it probably flows right into the Art Ensemble, Chicago jazz critic Larry Cart. Paul Serrano was another trumpeter on the Chicago scene around this time, a part of the first MJT plus three group that we heard earlier. Serrano built an impressive resume as a sideman, working with Woody Herman, Billy Eckstein, blues and Latin bands, and even the Chicago Civic Symphony, but he hardly recorded it all as a leader, and he'd end up gaining more renown as a studio producer in the 1960s and 70s, helping to shape the sound of many Chicago soul, gospel, and blues records. In 1960, he made a record for Riverside as part of the Cannonball Adderley Presents series, in which Adderley spotlighted new or locally known talent. Serrano's record featured several Chicago stalwarts, including saxophonist Bunky Green. From the album Blues Holiday, here's Paul Serrano doing a Muhal Richard Abrams composition, Dream of Igor, on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Paul Serrano, who would go on to become a noted producer of Chicago Soul Records, doing Mujal Richard Abrams' Dream of Igor from his 1960 album Blues Holiday, with alto saxophonist Bunky Green, pianist Jody Christian, bassist Don Garrett, and drummer Pete LaRocca. I'll close out the Chicago Nightlights program with something from Ken Nordine, a voiceover artist heard by millions of Americans on commercials, but known to the underground for his late 1950s word jazz albums, surreal, late-nightish monologues accompanied by a small jazz group, what Nordine described as a thought followed by a thought followed by a thought ad infinitum, a kind of wonder wandering. Along with Nordine's enlightened ad man on a Kafkaesque bender, we'll also hear from a bandleader certainly unsung during his Chicago years in the 1950s, but who went on to become a countercultural icon, Sun Ra, whose orchestra played host to a number of talented Chicago musicians, such as saxophonist John Gilmore and trombonist Julian Priester. We'll hear Priester's composition and feature Soft Talk. First, Ken Nordine's ode to the late-night haunts of Chicago's jazz scene circa 1959, Faces in the Jazzmataz on Nightlights.
What do they mean? The faces in the night looking into the antique mirror of jazz. By what insistent instinct do we crowd the smoking dark and watch with our seashell ears the pounding truth break against the huge, inchoate spirit of this biggest of the little cities? And why do the stars of this spirit's music shine with such intensity upon the double zero of our blinking eyes? The questions multiply the mystery. Are we the face of get away from it all? Have another drink, baby. Live it up. Let's have a ball before the great big all goes up in fire and brimstone. Make mine a double and short on the soda. Clap hands in the reeling darkness and play lusty animal with the yeah, yeah, yeah of drowning night. You should have seen me when I stood on the table and the bouncer came with his tuxedo and the alcoholic air rocking with rolls of laughter after, while the ghosts of Dixieland's gone white are crashing through the changes inside the saints go marching in. One for the road, and hiccup home to hangover. Are we this face? Are we the face of get there, get there, get there? Who's at the Blue Note? Who's at the Sutherland? Somebody's opening at the London House. Grab a cab and seize upon the tock-ticking ticky-tock. Should I wear the mink? Somebody said something is happening at the Cloister Inn, and the long lines form in front of the revolving door of the spinning now, now, now. Do I look all right? Keep the change. I read in Downbeat, and the smoke rises above the hubbub as the cash register LPs come alive. Mr. and Mrs. Face face up to an evening on the town. 12 conventioneers, accompanied by a driving rat-a-tat-tat, become disciples of punchline pornography, and expense accounts rise in the falling jazz, and a waiter's feet hurt. Something ends, and the applause begins. This clapping reward is bridge for the blues. Aren't you glad you came? Aren't you? Are we this face? Are we the face of I wonder as I wander, looking with the look that little children have for that loving something, for that joyous whatever it is, for that delightful I don't know what next, tired of playing run sheepy run and follow the leader? The game we're looking for is looking for us, and it's called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 green light. A great, big, huge, unbelievably infinite go sign for this biggest of the little sleepwalking cities where the dream we dream is just around imagined nightmare's corner. Come on along to Renaissance, which is anywhere you want it. Hope swings eternal, and that's where everything is in Jazzmataz Chicago. Don Quixote rides across the sprawl of us in a crazy movie called The Midwesterner, gallops across the jumping night where everyone waits to see where the real action is, and we strike our matches against old Chicago midnight, against old anywhere's midnight. Somewhere below the non-stop jet from New York to Hollywood. Hi, stranger. Are we this face? All these faces and more we are. And the truth is right in front of us when our backs are turned. So pick up your trumpet and play this. Doomsday boys and girls of dust, come blow your horn for Mr. Must. Full circles roll in spirals down into the fright of the thinnest town.
I close with Sun Ra doing Julian Priester's Soft Talk from the 1956 album Supersonic Jazz. Before that, Ken Nordine with his spoken word tribute to the Chicago jazz scene, Faces in the Jazzmatazz from the Best of Word Jazz Volume 1. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to other Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich, executive producer. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.